New York State lawmakers began passing the first of a series of budget bills in the hopes of finishing the spending plan by the end of the week. Senate leader Dean Skelos praised lawmakers and Governor Cuomo for their work on a budget plan that's likely to be in place by the deadline.
This is a budget that we all can be proud of. It's a budget that benefits the people of this state because it reduces spending, does not raise any taxes, and will create jobs.
Senate Finance Chair John DeFrancisco, a Republican, noted the refreshing lack of rancor during budget talks. He says the budget has remained essentially flat with no significant spending increases for the past 2 years. Senator Ruben Diaz, a Bronx Democrat, says that's nothing to brag about.
Only one problem, that if you eliminate $13 billion without increasing taxes, somebody had to pay for it. Somebody, somewhere, gonna get hurt.
Diaz complains the budget is balanced on the backs of the poor. Just like the Senate, the education community is also split on the merits of the spending plan. The Alliance for Quality Education, a group affiliated with the teachers' unions that advocates for more school funding, says the 4% increase in school aid from last year still is not enough for cash-strapped districts. Mark Pascal is president of the City of Cohoes School Board. He says the next board meeting will feature the beginning of some tough choices.
I will look at athletes who may not have teams to play on. I will look at young, creative, passionate teachers who may not have classes to teach in next year. We still have a gap, a sizable gap.
The New York State School Boards Association, however, gives Governor Cuomo and the legislature an A for effort. Executive Director Tim Creamer says in a year when money is short, it could have been worse.
Is this everything we want? Of course not. But somebody once told me that budgeting is the allocation of disappointments. And I have to say that an $805 million increase coming in on time, providing us with some level of predictability, targeted at high-need school districts, those are things that we have been advocating for strongly, and we're very happy to see that have occurred.
Creamer says school boards will be seeking more mandate relief from the governor and legislature after the budget is done to help schools control costs. The New York State Association of Counties, Steve Aquario, says Cuomo and the legislature took a big step toward providing mandate relief for counties by agreeing to a 3-year phased-in takeover of Medicaid cost increases.
Let's make no mistake about it. This governor advanced a very serious form of mandate relief in the form of a Medicaid cap. That is substantial. It's $1.2 billion over 5 years. It includes New York City and the 57 counties. That's substantial.
But he says counties also need more relief from unfunded mandates and will press the legislature to act as soon as the budget is finished. State worker unions complained about the closure of 400 mental health beds. CSEA President Danny Donahue called the budget another backroom deal. Tensions are already simmering between the union and the governor and legislature over pension changes approved earlier in the month. They'll require future workers to pay more for their pensions and receive lower benefits. Business groups praised the budget, including the Partnership for New York City's Catherine Wild. In a statement, she called the spending restraints very reassuring to the business community. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.